although Danielle would disagree, I think we've seen the end of roundabouts up here.
Goodness, not enough room, one lane.
Oops.
Out of order.
No, you're doing good, thank you. Thank you very much.
Jake Braddock, 1760 Lynn Lane. As some of you can remember, about 19 months ago, I started a project in my backyard to build a shed. Quonset had that shed. It was finally approved so that I could get a building permit after we found that one gentleman had put a red mark on it and said it couldn't go through until it went to his office. We couldn't get a response from him to find that out, but I had already emailed him once about this and he agreed to take that off of there. So after 19 months, back in the driver's seat on that one. However, on the other piece of property, when I first did the zoning change and cut the property in half, they put a future architectural design review on the new property, which it seems to me as though it's unfair. I mean, just because I changed the zoning on the property, why should they now get to review it architecturally when they didn't have that before, and now they do? I think that there's a price tag that's associated with that as well. Because now we have to pay $495 or $695 just to see these guys so that we get permission to build what we want to on our own property. So I think there's a little bit of sketchy business going on downtown, and we need to stop that. So these additions of future requests for architectural review and stuff like that.
Is our neighborhood liaison going to look into that? Very good. Thank you, Beatrice. Any other questions or comments from the board? From the public?
Yeah.
Go ahead, please.
I came late and I don't know.
So please stand up and give us your name and your address, and we'd be happy to hear you.
I mean, how do you build a building without knowing how you're going to facilitate it?
In reality, yeah, we're not. That's not the purpose of this. But I will tell you that that's been beat up ad nauseum in this board. And the neighborhood made it clear they didn't want it, but the Board of County Commissioners passed it. And so now that facility is going to be built. It is appropriate zoning.
But not the mental health. The mental health facility is not going to be there.
Okay.
It's not going to be mental health.
You know, and Paul's very up on this, and maybe you ought to talk to Paul a little bit outside. If Paul's, are you okay with that, Paul?
Sure.
Uh-oh, now Paul's.
My answer is that they're going to build a building there.
Yeah, but
however many feet by however many feet.
About
60,000. That's it. And so I can find out through this gentleman here.
Well, in reality, you could talk to your county commissioner.
Okay.
They would be aware of what's going on there. That's probably the best method.
Okay.
Right here, Beatrice. You're doing fine.
I'm saying something, even though I was
out of line. And as you heard, we did motion to deny the request. But again, this board is an advisory board, not a final say.
So
at the Board of County Commissioners meeting on February 20th.
Okay. Thank you.
Our next meeting will be March 14th. And can I get a motion to adjourn?
I'm sorry, March or February?
March. It was scheduled for February. That has been deleted off of the calendar because of
my birthday.
I don't know, because...
Valentine's Day, I guess.
It just is. Okay.
March 14th,
correct?
Yep.
And, do I got a motion to adjourn?
I'm going to adjourn.
We're adjourned. Thank you very much.